Praise Jesus much.
Now
let's move on with the call. God's call on the nation of Uganda that has been prophesied in all other nations.
God is prophetic call upon Uganda.
Tulaba okuliwa kwa mukama mu bunabbi okuli mu Uganda.
And
we see the example of prophecy came from Australia through the prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein, which was written in a New Vision newspaper in 1992. It was on the Saturday. It was the 14th in the November. After finished that vision with the four reasons we singled out, the major issues in that vision that we see, we shall head on to see of the prophecy
which
through Apostle John Mulinde
of Prayer
Mountain, Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission,
speaks
of the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this nation all over the entire world. We want to move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. And we first saw the call as it was marked in the Bible, the call
as
spoken of in history. Right now we move on with the call as marked in the prophets of God in the era of
Uganda,
right from Uganda and outside Uganda. Now let us move on. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and a Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourselves to seeking God based in His holy book, the book the Bible. As He told us, Isaiah 34:16,
look
in the book of the Lord and read. Now we base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God, to reaching unto you the call of God on the nation of Uganda that's been promising all other nations. And this is God's work,
the
final on the planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
the
greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth that God has been promising all nations, put under the heading saying this, the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD,
as
was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC.
In
where we understand that Uganda has been called to spearhead
the
preparing other nations,
the
coming back of Jesus Christ
to
take up His Holy One, even the end of the world. Just as Israel prepared for His birth on the world to redeem us from our sins, we ended as we understood, have to get explained of three words: the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC. And then we came singled out and we began with the call, which is in the nation of Uganda, as it was marked in the Bible, in the history, even prophecies released in the AD, ministers of God from Uganda and outside Uganda. We winded up to see how the call was marked in the Bible,
netutuka netulaba okuyitibwa nga bekwana bikwambi byafaayo.
We reach to see the call as marked in the history.
Netutuka kanyomero kano.
And we reach this part.
Natulaba okuyitibwa nga Mukama bwazze akulaga mu bunnabbi.
And we see the call as God has been showing it in the prophecies.
Obwafu lwa mulembe guno gwa AD.
Those released in the era of AD.
Okuva mu Uganda ne wabweru wa Uganda.
From Uganda and outside Uganda.
Mwetwanukoleddeyo.
When we singled out
abaweereza babiri.
The two ministers.
Oba okoleseba kwa mirundi ebiri.
Or two types of visions.
Okuva mu Uganda.
That from Uganda.
Wabweru wa Uganda.
And outside Uganda.
So nga tucha tunolide.
Now, as we still look to
okolisebwa okwava wabweru wa Uganda.
Vision which came from outside Uganda.
Okuva mu gwanga eri Australia.
From the nation of Astoria.
Yetuita Australian vision
which
on Uganda.
Called the Australian vision on Uganda.
Okuita mbaweereza ba Katonda.
Through the ministers of God.
Nabi Wilhelm Wetzel.
Prophet Wilhelm Wetzel.
Ne Emil Klein.
And Emil Klein.
That they
brought in the New Vision newspaper in 1992. It was on the Saturday. It was the 14th in the November. And we began on it. And we singled out 4 points. Those to analyze.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the first we finished it in where we understood
and Uganda,
Uganda is a blessed country.
And
we've been blessed
with all
the threats of the entire kingdom of heavens, even to reveal them in the entire world.
And
it's the same that God is in Uganda. God
bases
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
We
do the final work on the planet Earth. That point we could explain.
So it. Point,
now we handled the second point.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Gamba,
which says that the man meant to head that work, the final work on the planet Earth,
meant
be like Prophet Elijah,
meant
to be like Prophet Moses,
meant
to be like King David. Now we still ask a question. Why is it meant to be like that? Help us discover. Want to lead us as a nation called. And the friends of Uganda. All those loving God in the entire world. To do God's final work. And it's meant to appear how. It's like Prophet Elijah. It's like Prophet Moses. And it's like King David. These are issues we still get explained. After we shall see the next 2 points. We began on to see why it's meant to be like Prophet Elijah. Discovered the first reason.
Meant
have grown outside the system of the church existing.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
For
Prophet Elijah we heard that he was a Tishbite. He was a citizen in Gilead.
God
chose and trained him himself. Came out to speak as I stand before the Lord. Not going to rain in the 3.5 years. We saw it in 1 Kings 17. And we understood
that
man is meant to have grown outside of the church system. The church of Christ which is in the world right now. That he can come to other things.
There
were many false prophets. The second reason we saw why that man
meant
to head God's final work on planet Earth meant to be like Prophet Elijah fighting the prophets who are false, the prophets of Baal, the ministers of Satan. It takes away the confusion of people to totally separate who serves God and who never serves him, the righteous and the unrighteous. Just as we read in the 1 Kings 18, all those we finished them last time,
this
day we want to look to this issue. Why is he meant to be like Prophet Elijah? Because Prophet Elijah
he came
back the second time as John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus
much.
Prophet Elijah
it
was born the second time on the world.
najanga Yokana Mubatiza.
He came as John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord. When he came to be born on the world, now that man
will
be like Prophet Elijah. It sends him to be like John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord, his second coming.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
now we head right there on that issue we are on. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah, the third,
that
Elijah was reborn as John the Baptist
to
prepare the way of the Lord Jesus to be born on the world. That man Prophet Elijah or John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord for his second coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
There
are some of the things you have to note.
And
see, who are those who prepare the way of the Lord?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read in the scriptures of truth, just as in the book of Prophet Malachi,
we
close the Old Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Chiraga nti nabi Elijah yateke mambo nabi.
Shows that Prophet Elijah was put in the prophecy.
Gutwa semba yokuramba sekabaka.
But we ended to see in the Kings.
Ikisoka 17 18.
First Kings 17 and 18.
Ate mu kitabo kino echa nabi Malachi.
In the book of Prophet Malachi.
Esura ene yokona.
In the first 4.
Oronye iri olokutano lomukaga.
Chapter 4 verse 5 and 6.
Yarambikibwa nga yali ali nokudda mwaje ku si azalwe.
It was meant to come back on the world to be born.
And
in his coming he came as John the Baptist. Let's read as we hear.
Malachi esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Malachi 4 from verse 4.
Mujukira amateeka ga Musa omuddu wange gennamulagirira ku Kolebu olwa Isirayiri yenna ebiragiro n'emisango. Olunyo olwokutaano, laba ndibatumira Eriya nabbi olunaku olukulu olw'entiisa olwa Mukama nga terunnaba kutuuka.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yabagamba,
he told them
okuyita mu nabbi Malachi
through the prophet Malachi
nti raba olunaku olukulu linga tunatuuka olukulu.
See that before the great day comes
nja kubatumira nabbi Elijah.
I will send you the prophet Elijah.
Ajye ku nsi.
He'll come on the world.
N'omulimu gwe gw'okuteekateeka kubo lya
Mukama. Even his work of preparing the way of the Lord.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kale omusajja oyo.
Now that man.
Alina okulembera omulimu gwa Katonda okusema kusema zinga
wensi. To lead God's final work on the planet Earth. Basically the nation of Uganda to be like Prophet Elijah meant to come be there before coming back Jesus Christ the second coming back.
It's
meant to work as Prophet Elijah
who
came back the second time called John the Baptist to be able to prepare for the way of the Lord, to call people back to repentance.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Let's repeat verse 6.
Malachi esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Malachi 4 verse 6.
Era alikyusa omutima gw'abakitaabwe eri abaana n'omutima gw'abaana eri bakitaabwe nemu okujja n'enkuba ensi n'ekikolimo. Malachi esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Malachi 4 verse 4.
Mujukira amateeka ga Musa omuddu wange gennamulagirira ku Kolebu olwa Isirayiri yenna ebiragiro n'emisango. Olunyo olw'okutaano, laba ndibatumira Eriya nabbi olunaku olukulu olw'entiisa olwa Mukama terunnaba kutuuka.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yatandika abagamba,
he began telling them
birimu okujukira amateeka ga Musa,
remember the laws of Moses just as he gave them to Moses. The second he told them, the great day of the Lord, before it comes to pass,
I will
send you Elijah the prophet. Turn the heart of the children to their fathers, even their fathers to their children, and there goes away divisions, but there will come unity.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Echo nabbi Elijah,
that prophet Elijah, in his second coming on the world, in his rebirth on the world, That's what you have come to do. To prepare for the way of the Lord. Let's read as we hear.
Malachi 4,
verses 5.
Ndiba tumireri ya nabi olunaku olukulu olw'entiisa lwa Mukama terunnaba kutuuka olinyolo mukaga era alikyusa omutima gw'aba kitaabwe eri abaana n'omutima gw'abaana eri ba kitaabwe.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti n'omutima gw'aba kitaabwe eri abaana.
Even part of their fathers to the children.
Omanyi bw'oba oyagala okumanya.
If you want to know.
Omuntu alinga nabi Elijah.
The person who is like prophet Elijah.
Who
is like John the Baptist?
John the Baptist
is the Elijah who came the second time on the world. Praise Jesus much.
May
be able to unite spirits of people. May to be able to reconcile, unite them. To make them into one person. Praise Jesus much. But that prophecy when it came out, the
book of
prophet Malachi clothed in Old Testament, people knew of it in the nation of Israel.
Before
Christ is born on the world, to redeem us. Prophet Elijah was the one to first come
to
prepare his way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And asked
him in the Matthew 17
in the
verse 1 and 3, and they told him this. Matthew 17 from verse 1.
Enako mukaga wezaitawo Yesu natwala Petero ne Yakobo ne Yokana muganda we n'abalinyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka olinya olwokubiri n'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe. Amaaso ge ne gamasamasa ng'enjuba, ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana. Olinya olwokusatu, laba Musa ne Eriya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But you say that, you know,
in this time
mukama wafu Yesu Kristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
when
God the three disciples,
Peter,
where there is Peter,
Yohana,
where there is John
Yacobo,
and James,
he
takes them on the mountain. He was transfigured to enter in his glory. Immediately when all things opened, and
they
appeared Moses and Elijah, and they spoke with him. But remember, Moses and Elijah coming to speak with the Lord Jesus. We remember what concerns Moses in Deuteronomy 18,
verse
18 to 21. Moses was told that I will raise up among my brethren the one like you.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Moses and Elijah to appear to Jesus on the mountain. Our Lord Jesus spoke with Elijah. He spoke with Moses. He told him that it is you whom I wrote about in Deuteronomy 18 to 21.
It's
who the Lord spoke of. When you will come, you will tell them all.
When
Jesus was in the Jews,
he moved
on to speak with them in the John. He told them, if you are able to believe Moses, me too you would have believed me, because he wrote about me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Expect
to understand these issues well. I wanted to bring you why they spoke together. Why Moses and Elijah spoke with Jesus.
I told you
the first one. Why Moses spoke with Jesus.
He's
telling him the truth in 18:18 and 21. You know, the Israelites requested then, they raised them a person like Moses. And they said they have asked well, raised them a person like Moses. And he would tell them the last things. When Jesus reached on the world, in the John 5, 44 to 45.
No.
Let's look there, we see.
Yokana esule yokutano nolu nyiriri olwana mwetano.
John 4 verse 45.
Temulowooza nti nze ndi balopa eri kitange. Jali abalopa ye Musa gwe musuubira. Olunya olwana mu mukaaga. Kubasenga mukkiriza Musa nange mwandinzikiriza. Kubanga yampandika konze.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Dikubanga Musa yali awandise ku mukama
wa Moses had written of the Lord Jesus.
Kale ebirala bye bayogerako.
Of the rest he spoke of.
Mukama wa Yesu yabagamba.
Jesus told them.
Naye mukudda kwanga.
But in my coming back.
Nina okusitulayo abantu aba omuntu alinga
mwe. Lift them a person like them.
Because
we are not able to know what they spoke of. Decided to pass the vision through the Australian men.
Didn't
know what they had spoken on the mountain of. It was the mountain of olives.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Kati wakati yao.
Now in the midst, as they spoke, many we didn't know what they spoke of.
But
Moses spoke of the Lord Jesus.
That's
you whom I read and I wrote of.
Deuteronomy 18:18-21.
Praise Jesus.
And
when Jesus came out, that's why he speaks in John 5:44-48. And he said, if you believed Moses, me too you would have believed me.
Because
he wrote about me that I will come. And I'll tell you the last things.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Now others say. Now Elijah was speaking with him what?
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Elijah.
Prophet Elijah. Remember him in the first Kings was on the world. The first
Kings
17:18-21.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus. Yet in the prophecy.
That's
seen in the Malachi 4:5-6.
Prophecies
show that though Elijah was lifted, taken to heaven, but they have to bath him the second time on the world. When they bath him, mission is to unite people's hearts.
This
child to go back to the father, even the father back to the children, to worship and the praising of God. Before the day of the Lord comes,
and
he told him, me, I have already come. It's me who has been John the Baptist. You know, in that time, in the Matthew 17, John the Baptist had been already beheaded.
Now his own
appears as Elijah.
See,
I'm the one who has been on the world. And I came back. I have the one who has been John the Baptist.
If
you go to heaven, look for John the Baptist. You don't find him there. You will find there Elijah, Prophet Elijah.
Yes, he was with
Jesus much. But in all, spoke of those issues it said. The prophet Moses, the prophet Elijah, in their coming back, raise up a person like you. What
he
spoke on the mountain most, we did not hear them.
But
for not hearing them, God sent
them
from Australia. He told them to that message. What they spoke on the mountain.
He says,
I will raise a person in this season when I'm about to come.
Musa,
he will be like you, Moses. He will be like you, Elijah.
And
he will be like David. And they went back knowing. Those were the Apostle Peter, Apostle John,
and
Apostle James. They didn't hear this what they spoke. You too, you said.
No,
Apostle, how did you know what they spoke? If you went with me in the journey of heaven, you move on to keep questioning. Now, don't you see that they connect?
Ha 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 ha. Yes,
praise Jesus. If they didn't connect, you would have said, I'm lying.
Let's
Matthew 17, we hear. Verse 3.
Matayo esule yekumi no musanvu nolunyiriri olokusatu.
Matthew 17 verse 3.
Laba Musa ne Eliya ne babalabikiranga boogera naye. Olunyo lwokuna Petero naddamu n'agamba Yesu nti Mukama wange kirungi ffe okubeera wano booyagala n'azimba wano ensisira satu emu yiyo n'endala ya Musa n'endala ya Eliya. Olunyo lwokutaano bwe yali ng'akyayogera laba ekiro ekimasamasa ne kibasiikiriza laba eddoboozi ne liva mu kire nga ligamba nti ono ye mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukira ennyo mumuwulire. Olunyo lw'omukaaga abayigirizwa bwe baaliwulira ne bagwa nga beevuunise ne batya nnyo. Olunyo lw'omusanvu Yesu n'ajja n'abakomako n'agamba nti muyimuke temutya.
Olaba bo ekyaliwo.
See what happened. They had fallen. They were not hearing anything. What was spoken between Prophet Moses and Elijah and the Lord Jesus. They did know what was spoken about them. And they came out asked him a question.
But
they didn't know it was Prophet Elijah and Moses. And they didn't know it is the John the Baptist. Let's read as you hear.
Matayo esule ye 10 no musanvu nolu nyiriri olw'omunaana.
Matthew 17 verses 8.
Ne bayimusa amaaso gaabwe ne batalaba muntu wabula Yesu yekka. Olunyo olw'omwenda bwe baali nga bakka ku lusozi Yesu n'abalagira ng'agamba nti temubuulirako muntu byemwolesebbwa okutuusa omwana w'omuntu lw'alimala okuzuukira mu bafu. Olunyo olw'ekkumi abayigirizwa be ne bamubuuza ne bagamba nti kale kiki ekigambye abawandiisi nti Eliya kimugwanidde okusooka okujja.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abayigirizwa nga bakyali ne Mukama waffe Yesu.
Disciples were with the Lord Jesus.
Bamunga kali tutandisa okutegeera nti gwe Kristo.
Began to believe you are the Christ.
Kubanga batubuuzizza.
But you asked us.
Nti abantu bakuyita batya?
People call you who?
Fene ne tukugamba mbagamba gwera Elijah.
Others say you are Elijah.
Others
say you are one of the prophets. He asked them, "You, who do you call me?" Also Peter answered saying, initially, you are the Christ, Son of the Most High God.
He
told him, it's not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but the Father in heaven. Here they come ask him, Matthew 17, 9-10, that you are the Christ, now we believe it. Now you are coming before it happened. Elijah must have come before. Why is the scribe speaking? We don't want content but that aspect. We know Elijah has to come first. But where is Elijah? He answered and told them.
Matayo esule ye 10 no musanvu nolu nyiriri olwe 10 n'olumu.
Matthew 17 verses 11.
Naddamu n'agamba nti Eliya ajja ddala alirongoosa byonna. 12. Naye mbagamba nti Eliya amaze okujja. Laba tebaamumanya naye baamukola bye baayagala.
N'abagamba,
he told them,
kituufu,
it is true,
Elijah
has to first come,
naye raba yajja,
but behold he came long time,
ne batamumanya,
and they never knew him,
ne bamukola bye baayagala,
and they did to him what they wanted.
Naye bagamba yalina okujja ategeka abantu.
He's meant to come prepare the people. Let's repeat this verse we hear.
Matayo esule ye 10 no musanvu n'olunyiriri olwe 10 n'olumu.
Matthew 17 verses 11.
Naddamu n'agamba nti Eliya ajja ddala alirongoosa byonna. Olwe 12. Naye mbagamba nti Eliya amaze okujja nabo tebaamumanya.
Olidde olulimi olwo naye.
You hear that language?
Eliya ajja.
Elijah came. He still came.
Naye yaze.
But he came.
There
was a prophecy of God. The one like Elijah will still come. Yet he had come in those days. And they did know him.
You
hear the language well. Yoga tana koma. He's still there. He's even there. Let's repeat this verse.
Matayo esule yekomino musamvu noru nyiriri ole komino rumu.
Matthew 17 verse 11.
Nadamu na agamba anti Elia ajadala. Alirongosa byonna. Ole 12. Na ye mbagamba anti Elia amazo kujja.
Elia ajadala.
Elijah alirongosa byonna. And will prepare all.
Na ye mbagamba anti
but I tell Elia amazo kujja. Elijah has already come.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Tinete ba
mumanya. But they did not know him. Walikuwa
kwa kuti akagamba anti Elia akyali nokula bisibwa.
They had a thing. Elia is still coming.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Na yo muri mungwe.
But his work
gulimu okulongosa dala byonna.
Involves him to order all things.
Ero kugamba anti kulongosa kubo lya
mukama. And to say ordering the way of the Lord.
Kulima.
It's not digging.
Kutege kangu do mwana
ita. To prepare ways he will pass.
Kuba kulongosa byakyama.
It is to order things which God perverted.
Okubizayo kumulamwa.
To take them back on order.
Okugeza.
To example.
Obanga olwale tumaze myaka mingi.
If today we've spent many years.
Ge kanisa yakyamizibwa nga itibwa
kizimbe. Church was perverted to be called the building.
Gatoko waline kube kanisa
ntukufu. Yet it's you who was meant to be the holy church.
Oyo Elia wajja.
When Elijah comes.
Obalinga Elia
wajja. The one like Elijah.
Abali nokubirongosa nebidamu line ya.
Order them back to line.
If tithes
and offerings pastors you stole it them yet meant be in the house of God Elijah when he comes he takes them back to help the house of God preparing the way of the Lord
he has
take back things how they were meant to be.
If
we are meant to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness
in
the kingdom of heaven and it's taken away
and the
gospel of things of the world one Elijah when he comes to the world
he takes the
gospel back to be preached that of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven and I know of well
but
to the one hearing nothing to reject for you see all you still look for a one like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know we speak with wisdom by the Spirit of God. Let's repeat it. I want you to understand it.
Matayo esule ye 17 noru nyiriri ole 11.
Matthew 17 verse 11.
Nadamu na agamba anti Elia jaddala. Alirongosa byonna. Olunyo ole 12. Na ye imbagamba anti Elia amazo kujja. Nabote baamumanya. Naye baamukola bwe baayagala. Bwatyo n'omwana w'omuntu alibonyabonyezebwa bo. Olunyo ole 13. Awabayigirizwa ne bategeera nti yayogera nabo ku Yokana omubatiza.
Bo ne bategeera
they understood okay.
Ye Yokana omubatiza
obedda. John the Baptist.
Omanya abayigirizwa bali kyali kibanguira omwoyo ba connectinga.
Is them the spirit to connect.
Wange Elijah bali bakimanyi kitegeeza Katonda
ali. Elijah meant God is with us.
Ate oli gwe bayita Yokana Emmanuel.
And it's called John Emmanuel.
Nti Katonda ali
nafe. God is with us. Change the version of the name.
He
told them okay. They just changed the name.
Now,
let me give you an example. Maybe in the era of BC. And they called him Peter. And you find him in
Eddie.
And he's called Petero.
Kephas.
Okay, in Edi.
Peter.
It's called Peter. In the BC was Kephas. And they are the same.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
realize, okay.
We didn't understand.
The name appear another.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Yeah,
how long is the John the Baptist? You know, there are those who say, John the Baptist was in the spirit of Elijah.
He
was just in the spirit of Elijah.
What
in the spirit was on Elijah? He was the real Elijah.
Know
why he was the real one? When the Lord explained of him, he said there are people who are great. Among those born of men, those born of women, no one is greater than him. You know why it was spoken of him? Among those born of women, no one has ever been born twice on the world. What caused that?
You
read this in Matthew 11.
Why
Jesus spoke among those born of women, no one is like John the Baptist. No one is greater than him. What is he meaning by that? What meaning? Ever since the world began, no one has ever been born twice. Leave the world and he goes and he comes back again. Except the stillborn children, those can come back. But those who lived the world and they work and they are taken to rest and they bring them back in the four living creatures and they bring back them on the world and there have never been any person except John the Baptist. He was known as Elijah in BC. Let us read in the Matthew 11 verses 11.
Dalamba gamba anti tevanga mwabo abazalibwa abakazi omuntu asinga Yokana omubatiza na yo mutombo akabaka obomuguru amusinga ye
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
oye yakayingira mbwa akabaka obomuguru yakatu
entered heaven and has just arrived
yabera amusinga yeka
is the one only one greater than him
ngayingira mbwa akabaka obomuguru
entered the kingdom of heaven
naye mubabera kunshi
but among those on the world
abazalibwa omukazi
was born of woman none was greater than him. No one was ever born twice.
He served
God twice on the world.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So now,
the one called Elijah was made come prepare the way of the Lord.
It's
the John the Baptist.
So
now it means
in
prophecy released from the Australian men. The vision on Uganda.
God
has given a blessing to Uganda, reveals secrets of kingdom of heaven. And is right in Uganda.
Best
he do his final work on this world. That person meant to head that work.
He
has prophet Elijah on that issue. They have told us it's like the John the Baptist.
For
the Elijah himself the second time. Prepare the way of the Lord.
And
orders whatever they distorted. If you heard of this ministry, the new generation with the full knowledge of God, even messages coming out to order things which God perverted, to order things people made crooked, and they
worked
Lucifer, Satan, and they twist scriptures, subtract and added them. There we reveal the scheme of Satan
unto
God and in his church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know that you'll be able to get any doubt except when you don't want to understand that person. Why is to be like Elijah? If you do understand it, you easily see that it's moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You think in the Acts 4,
where
people came under apostles' feet,
or
those put in the apostles' feet,
and it
was given as their need was, if it's not been that man,
you
wouldn't have seen it again in this world. When you get on the tithe and the offerings, This generation of things were perverted.
Tithes
and offerings are for pastors. But they are not in the house of the Lord.
Bible
speaks of the house of God being us.
It's
his church. Believe his spirit to be in us.
But
don't believe the perverted all those words. Things which perverted are many. But we order them back when we go in the journey of heaven. When we reveal schemes of Satan to God and his church. All others of the fullness of the Bible. Let's finish here.
Matayo esura eyekuminemu n'olunyiriri olwekuminebiri.
Matthew 11 verses 12.
Okuva ku biro bya Yokana omubatiza okutuusa leero obwakabaka obw'omuggulu buwaguzibwa n'abawaguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
N'abaga nti okumanya ekintu kino kiba kigenze wala.
Prove this thing had gone far.
Ebiro by'okujja kwa Yokana omubatiza.
The days of the coming of John the Baptist.
N'enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
In the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Ebera yakyanyizibwawo.
It was destroyed.
Kakati ye bw'ajja.
Now when he comes.
It
has restore it back.
The
battle arises in the midst there. And don't be surprised when you hear things arising in Uganda.
For
the one who orders what had gotten perverse is come. But remember Satan, as Bible
says,
darkness rose together with the light and deception got fronted
and followed,
yet it moved ahead of it. Praise Jesus. When the
Uganda,
things are like that in Uganda, those of P5 came.
P7,
the P7,
77
dogs and the others.
Abagabemiti.
Those who give trees.
Many
things have arisen in this time. But what is happening? Because the one who orders things have come.
The
restore gospel of kingdom of heaven. Those who are deceptive, what they have done is to move ahead of us. Yet we are going to come on the rocket of Focus TV and bypass them ahead. And we go ahead of them. And don't be surprised.
We
had conferences with people. But all people have gone the other side. It's not to take together people. But it's to give the people the right thing. Praise Jesus much.
Bible
has a word it usually uses in the coming back of Jesus. Where there is the carcass, that's where the eagles come and flock.
That if you
see the Son of Man where he will be, all of them will gather there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is a reason which
God
for these birds gather to eat the carcass, but the children of God gather to eat the word of God. And where the word of God is, them to gather there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
you read well Matthew 24, you will find them there from verse 31 to down. Seasons will have come, and where there is Jesus, the word of God, all of them gathered there.
But
you stole from us long time. Light is shone of the word. Praise Jesus
much.
In the Matthew 3, as we move on to explain,
why
man might be like Prophet Elijah
and
as John the Baptist. Because it's the same.
To
prepare the way of the Lord.
Orders
everything which we have possessed.
When we tell
we need order in the church, do not confuse us. want to confuse the work of the Lord. I don't know who ever stood to hinder the work of the Lord.
I've
never seen many who stood in that. Even those who stood, they were beaten down. Praise Jesus much.
Confusion in it. Nemoger and Nimi,
you spoke of
Yoga.
We study another
Rabasakara
tongues. Is that the order of the church?
Wanga Watuga made him Bakuris
Corinthians 14 is
saying Timukanis has a Katonda Zonabi, but
all churches of God there is order.
Neurokwatwa. Satan
came to confuse the entire thing. As you're preaching here, another is in tongues.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Why do you think there is order here?
Singa soyo musajja
gwabagamba ko that Monday spoke
kubana order you
cannot have that order
wawo rukwa yatumbu kulabikanga
ebintu byo nabize mu order put back all things in order
oro kuteka tege kobali
ya preparing the way of the Lord
sikuranga tusinga tuli muvuyo
he finds us in chaos
na tuzikirize
and he destroys us
kakati gwobola be ebintu byo na
you see all things
enjili yo nanga tujiteka mu order
the gospel put in order
maybe awandi kwa byayo
na scriptures
buli chimchina kuba mu order
things to be in order
mukama wa Yesu wa ino kubisinga
that's how Jesus is to find them
nisa gara tufailinge
I don't want us to fail
kubanga nange sigena
fail for me to I'm not to fail
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
tugena kuba tukolente kateka zonna
make all preparations
asingana abana bakatonda mu nsi yonna
children of God in the entire world
abali okay
and they are okay they have been ordered very well.
Yes,
that's why
there's
also the book of Numbers of
God
in the nation of Uganda. As it was in Israel,
they
prepared them everywhere they are.
The message,
I think you got it.
The
book of Numbers of God
in the
nation of Uganda.
On
behalf of other nations,
as it
was in Israel,
people
will be ordered well.
You
will find them when they are ordered.
Those
go back to the kingdom of heaven. You don't want you free to make havoc out there, but not where we gather from.
That's why
gather in the synagogues of the devils, in the club as you drink alcohol, in your immoralities, not in those known to be in the word of God,
in
those who await for the Lord Jesus. Let's read Matthew 3. We come from verse 1.
Matayo esule yokusatu nolunyiriryo lisoka.
Matthew chapter 3 from verse 1.
Munako ezo Yokano mubatiza najjanga abulira mu ddongo erye Buyudaya. Olwokubiri ng'agamba nti mwenenye kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
Owulidde ekiba kigenda maaso. Omanyi Yokana mubatiza bwe yajja.
John the Baptist when he came.
Bwetumanyi ng'era ijja.
As we know him as Elijah.
Yaddamu ebintu bye yasooka okukola.
He repeated things he did before.
Ebyokubeera mu nsiko.
Of being in the wilderness. When he came as John the Baptist, he first hid in the bush and he closed the cloth. Praise Jesus. And he closed the cloth,
he
hid on it in the locust. Praise Jesus. I want you to understand this. To be raised in the wilderness, it is interesting.
For
me, when I grew at Mabira Forest, me, I enjoyed it. Things when it troubled me, I entered in my forest. And I'm there with the animals. You look to the birds, the wild animals, the snakes. They're at Mabira.
This
time we agreed when we go for our trip, we can branch and go home in Mabira. Maybe I tell you what I tell you. To be like John the Baptist, it's not me who ordered and prepared them.
Me too,
I didn't say that they raised me around the forest.
As we was
in the wilderness in the bush.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus. When you are home in my physical home, the forest is where we get water from.
We enter
the forest at 3 at 5. Every time in the night, for the
pathways
in them, me, I just move. I know the pathways where they head to. I
burn
charcoal and cut down trees of the government in the forest. And I'm burning charcoal that I can sell to survive.
Well,
I paid tuition from my primary.
Primary 4.
But I'm burning charcoal. Even rearing animals. Down to senior 3. God brought the whites and they sponsored my tuition, but the rest I would buy them for myself.
Yet
I'm in the bush forest.
I
never hunted anywhere, but we always challenged the hunters and we told them they ate wild flesh and they chased us from the forest.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So, I want to tell
you those words, you understand. Why that person is coming from the bush and he comes preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
There
is nothing to hide.
Put
all things in order as they are meant to be. Right now I openly speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat John. Matthew 3 verses 1.
Yokana omubatiza najja ngabulira mu ddungu lye Buyudaya. Olunyo lw'okubiri ngagamba nti mwenenye kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
Naye kaakati Bayibuli y'Oluganda lwaki ekozesa ddungu?
No, the Luganda Bible, why is it using heaven?
Ddungu.
Why is it using desert?
Kubanga wilderness.
A wilderness is different from a desert.
Mubeeramu engeri ye.
The thickets and the forest is what is much in the wilderness.
It's
not this desert where there are no trees.
Where did he get locust
when he was in the desert?
Even honey,
for it's hard to put it in the desert, but in the trees. You correct that word.
Yes, he was when.
Praise
Jesus.
He has to correct it. Praise the Lord.
Teacher
Julius by name. Let them not confuse us with Luganda words. And they explain English where they don't understand. The word wilderness. According to my dictionary. They say like this.
An unsettled and uncultivated tract of land. Left in its natural state. It
differs with the desert.
It's
not plowed. Never planted anything on it. That is a forest.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
a bush which is grown with trees. I came from Mavira Forest.
It's
not me who ordered this, but it's God. Praise the Lord. Apostle Mugisha. Some words in Luganda, they are not there.
Banga,
English, some of them.
their heart be interpreted in Luganda. Get them, put them in place as they think of them.
There's
different from the world wilderness. May God bless you. You put there that it came from the forest or in the bush. But we can't put desert. It's very different. Let's repeat it.
Matayo esule yokusatu nolu nyiri yolusoka.
Matthew 3 verses 1.
Munako ezo Yokano omubatiza najanga abulira mukibira. Mukibira ekyebuyudaaya. Olinyo lwokubiri. Ngagamba nti mwenenye kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka.
Enjiri
the gospel it came with
as
Elijah or John the Baptist. It's for repentance.
And
the reason
is
for the kingdom of heaven.
The gospel is
meant to be filled with the kingdom of heaven.
Explain
things of kingdom of heaven as they are. Let me ask a question. Those who attach themselves,
they
preach this gospel for it's what John preached. That's
it,
the same Elijah. They preach the kingdom of heaven. Where do you hear it from? And why is it like that?
No, and we wish to
be brought their images.
Matayo esula eyokusatu noru nyiriri olokusatu.
Matthew 3 verses 3.
Kubango oyo nabi Isaya guyayogerako ngagamba nti edobozi yo yayogerera muguru mukibira nti mulongoose olugudo lwa Mukama mulungamya amakubo ge. Olinyo lwokuna.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall use the word bush mostly.
Matthew 3
verses 3.
Kubango oyo nabi Isaya guyayogerako ngagamba nti edobozi lyoyo ayogerera waggulu mu nsiko nti mulongoose olugudo lwa Mukama mulungamye amakubo ge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ava mu nsiko.
It comes from the bush
okulirana Buyudaaya
nearing.
Yes, you
praise
been.
Jesus much.
Ngajayo gere ekintu kimu.
He came speaking one thing.
Abangi
friend,
obwakabaka bw'omuguru
kingdom of heaven is drawn near.
Era abantu
and people
ayina okudizibwa ewaabwe muguru
get back to heaven.
Naye mwenenye
but repent.
Era
and
mulongoosa makubo ga Katonda.
The paths of God straight.
Mulongoosa kubo lya Mukama.
You make straight the path of the Lord.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
You
know the way making straight, the way of the Lord. And to make his path straight.
Every
word spoke has to appear the way he spoke it, and it's not twisted.
And
done as it was spoken.
Yes, you have
praise
been.
Jesus.
Sigama ngabwaga Matayo 10.
No, like say Matthew 10.
Nyoro musamuno romunana.
Verse 7 and 8.
Mba mugenda.
If you go,
mubiriro bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Which kingdom of heaven?
Tibusembede.
That is drawn near.
Muonye.
Heal.
Muzukize.
Raise the dead.
Make
just
new ones.
Freely you give.
Namu muwe buwa.
Freely give.
Ate mwene musinganibwa.
You are found.
Namusimbisa.
And make people line up.
Abo bakadde 10.
Of those of 10 millions.
Abaina emitwara ana.
Those with 400.
Abaina bwezi.
Those with
400.
Line up here.
Mwana mama kasagwa katondo.
See the blessing of God.
Mwana mama futaga katondo.
No
kuonyezebwa.
Even healing.
Yubajja.
When he comes.
Alinga Yokana.
He's like John.
Alinga Elijah.
He's like Elijah.
Abaga yoyo nabichamu.
Say all those are wrong.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda yatuwabuwa.
God freely gave us.
Namwe muwe buwa.
You too freely give.
Era ne wankubadde nga mukoze ebyamagero ebiriwo
ebityo
nga mweyogeza nti mulikoze mu linnya lya Mukama agenda kubaogerako Matayo
7 21-21.
Sibuli ayogera nti Mukama wange Mukama
wange
yalingira obwakabaka
bw'omuguru
kubanga bangi balijja nga bagamba twabulira enjiri mu linnya
lyo
ababuuza enjiri kijje mwabulira ebyenfuna
those of the things of the world, that the gospel I sent you for, I sent you preach the gospel of the kingdom of God as righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We just
in your name.
We
work many miracles. Go from here, you rebellious.
You
did do what my father wants. I've never known you. That is what is moving on. And if you hear there is an uproar, and the nation has gotten a shake because of this gospel, you know, when someone got
converted,
if they order them, there are things which must be broken.
Breaking.
You will hear an uproar.
As
they stick with their necks, which God
perverted,
and they order it and they make noise.
And that
church is being ordered. There is going to be an uproar. But it will finish. After they order you in line,
he
said, "Thank you for saving me."
But
it was painful as you worked on me. You know, when the leg is broken and it's bent, those who have to fall on you abruptly, and they pull it out back to order, and you make noise. Now we too,
God
sent us to abruptly fall on a perverted church
and
order it in line for his coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on.
Matayo esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Matthew chapter 3 verses 4.
Naye Yokana oyo yayambalanga engoye ez'ebyoya by'engamira nga yesiba olukoba olw'eddiba mu kiwato. N'emmere ye yali nzige na mubisi gw'enjuki ez'omunsiko.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The ones of the bush,
locust,
means they explain where he was. Let's use the word bush.
But
if it was a typical desert where
we
have gotten honey, even locusts would have fallen where. Those we call the grasshoppers here. They fall in the desert.
But
we ate grasshoppers in Lugazi.
There
are bushes and many sugar canes near the forest. We ate grasshoppers there. And we would chase them in there. We dug the honey of these small bees.
But
one time we went to the bees which are usual, and I
feel
as I was biting this bee count, the bee bite my lips and it all become big like that. You ask my older brother, you sit there,
Wilberforce, we are
hunting honey. There are bees which build in the home.
Now
gather those the banana leaves dried.
It
we burnt them in the night. Like this time we are burning them.
But we are getting honey from them.
We went to get honey many times of the bees. Even honey of the small bees in the bush. Those small bees.
We
used to dig an anthill, destroy it. We want honey there. All things happened to me. As we speak it, they happened.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Would
have begun to say that man,
2 years
you hear hearing great words. All those I passed them, the forest, the bush, I greened them,
eating
locusts of the grasshoppers we hunted for them. Even we went to eat those ants, the ants.
And
we have these ones who come at six, we build houses for. And you get hooking them. And they think it's night. After we went to those of the night, and we have our lion tents, and we dig ant hills. The ants would not come. Mostly these ones. They discover you put a trap here, and they turn where they fly from. We
to
target it as we arrive. You rotate the entire ant hill. You see they turn, put eyes this side. You turn your side to hunt them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So, now
the truth is like this.
Indeed,
I grew in that life. I didn't know initially why I grew in that life. And in truth, my mother left us many times in the flesh. She first left me when I was like 4 years.
And we lived with
my father many years. And she came back. After she left me when I'm 12 years, I grew up hanging there. We are going to see why that man is to be like Moses, Prophet Moses, to grow near the river. You know Prophet Moses? They put him on the river and he began to flow on the river, on the River Nile. And Prophet Moses,
he
grew outside the system of Israelites who were in Egypt.
Because
they took him, grew him out of the system of Israelites. He grew within the palace of Pharaoh.
I
grew in homes which don't worship God. The mother and the father never gathered at all.
I
never saw my father single time praying. Oh, he is gathered. But that man,
the mother
tried to take us, but things were not working. We grew not worshiping devils, but we didn't go to know God neither. I didn't then know the Bible to open it until I reached 17 years when the journey of heaven is begun. Praise Jesus, man. But Prophet Moses, why
they
say the man is to be like Prophet Moses, and he had ever flown on that river. The other
was
raised outside the system of Israelites,
or
outside the system of church. God taught him himself, and we knew God took him in the desert, in the forest. That's where he met his in-law, and he was there rearing. But me too are reared. Now one day, there's a man I reared animals for, a Muslim. He was in charge of the well. Everything I tell you will see it.
When
I reared cows for him, I seemed small yet like stubborn. Me, I called it boldness. I didn't call it stubborn. Those who said I'm stubborn, I said I'm not stubborn.
And the
cow knocks me, I have to lose it. Now one day, he told me you've reared much for me. I've given you a cow. You know how he gave me a cow? And it's very stubborn. He thought I'll not handle it.
I went
lose it with my junior brother. And we move it up. We meet a girl.
So
who was giving the cow?
Give
me, I pull for you. When I gave her the cow began to get stubborn. Run from her.
Why
have I given her my cow?
So then I get animals home. Another woman gave me a goat. I began to rear animals home. And I grew up rearing.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
All these
things I moved in there, yet I didn't know why. But I grew right there near the River Nile at Lugazi. In the place called Sagazi, near the Mabira Forest. When you pass through it,
you
reach the River Nile. When you bypass Mabira Forest. Now, why is he meant to be like Moses? First, meant to have grown near the River Nile. The second, meant
to have
grown outside the system of church or the Israelites who prevailed then.
So,
meant to have been trained by God in the desert or in the forest. Moses later was called by God to keep out-trained him, then sent him to his brethren. After we shall see why man is to be like Moses. Prophet Moses' shadow work is to take Israelites from Egypt, take them in the land of Canaan, the land full with milk and honey. But that man to be like Moses must have come to take you from the world of destruction, to take you home in heaven where you came from. It's the journey has brought back. They call the journey of heavens. Maybe even help Israelites in the flesh. Everywhere they have scattered in the world, to go back to their home country. Israel of heaven. Israel of the flesh. The other, Prophet Moses, was shown shadows of things in the heavens. How do they appear? It was told him, make them on the world. That
John
of heavens, God moved me to show me things of heavens and bring them in their images on the world. All those are the ones.
We should
begin from there tomorrow. See why that man is like Prophet Moses. After we shall see why he is to be like Prophet David. God bless you. Thank you for coming.